Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The American Lung Association has released its State of Tobacco Control Report, which shows the overall grades for tobacco control policies and outlines steps to reduce the burden of tobacco. According to the 2024 report, the highest grade that the state received was a B, which was for funding the state's tobacco prevention programs and the strength of smoke-free workplace laws. Regarding coverage and access to tobacco quitting services, the state got a C. For the level of tobacco taxes, Alaska was given a D. The state received an F, which was the lowest categorized area, for failure to end sales of flavored tobacco products. In total, Alaska received two B grades, one C, one D, and one F for policies to improve statewide efforts to prevent and reduce tobacco use.
This report shows is that tobacco use continues to be the leading cause of death in Alaska and across the country. In Alaska, it takes the lives of over 600 state residents every year. The tobacco industry will do anything to protect their profits at the expense of Alaska lives. So we must push forward in our efforts to prevent and reduce tobacco use,
said Carrie Nissen, Senior Director of Advocacy at the American Lung Association in Alaska. To reduce the usage of tobacco-related products, the American Lung Association sent in a bill last year to legislation to be considered for the protection of Alaskans as well as the youth. Senate Bill 89, which according to Alaska statute, relates to tobacco, tobacco products, electronic smoking products, nicotine, and products containing nicotine. The hope of this bill would either raise taxation for smoking and vapor products or raise the minimum age to purchase these products to 21.
Currently in Alaska, e-cigarettes aren't taxed at all, so they're totally exempt from the tax that every other tobacco product is being taxed in Alaska.
To learn more about this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. An environmental group has petitioned for NOAA to list the king salmon as an endangered species. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Wild Fish Conservancy, a Washington state-based environmental group, has filed a petition asking NOAA Fisheries to list Alaska Chinook or King Salmon as a threatened or endangered species under the Endangered Species Act. The petition identifies Chinook populations that use the Gulf of Alaska, which includes the fish that spawn in the rivers of southeast Alaska, Cook Inlet, Kodiak, and the Alaska Peninsula. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game delivered a swift and decisive response to the Wildlife Conservancy's request, calling it an attack on Alaska. This petition is a targeted attack on Alaska by the same organization that sued to shut down the Southeast Alaska troll fishery, said Alaska Department of Fish and Game Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang. As the resource manager, Alaska Department of Fish and Game is both constitutionally obligated and committed to sustainable fisheries management. The state has taken aggressive management measures to conserve these stocks, which have been proving successful. The ESA is the wrong tool to address a downturn in Chinook productivity, and this group is using it as a weapon to further their own interests. Populations of Chinook salmon across the range have been returning in lower numbers in recent years, which in Alaska has been largely attributed to changes in the marine environment. The state of Alaska has invested substantially in marine salmon research to better understand the causes of these declines and identify potential solutions while continuing to limit fishery impacts on these stocks. The state of Alaska is currently reviewing the petition and will work with the National Marine Fisheries Service to extend the allowable to ensure they have the best available information to inform their decision. The National Marine Fisheries Services has up to 90 days to either accept or reject the petition. If it is accepted, within a year, the agency will begin a review of Alaska's king salmon using available scientific and commercial data to decide if that information supports listing the salmon as threatened or endangered, publish a proposed rule to put out for public comment before making a final decision. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.